can't tell you what a thrill it is to see you and to be here with you today. It's been a long road, hasn't it? What they don't tell you is, if you wear a hearing aid, these get in the way. And when you take it off, you can't hear a thing. Please allow me to pray. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us here today. Thank you, Lord, for making it possible for us to be here. Thank you for each other. Thank you for fellowship, which is both a noun and a verb. We ask you, Lord, that you would bind us together. We pray, Lord, that you would not necessarily tell us anything new, but remind us of things that we have known hitherto and which may be important for us now. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would make us open to you speaking to us today. And we ask this in the very precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. For my ways are not your ways, neither your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Those words come from Isaiah chapter 55, and we've heard them so often. They always remind me of a hymn that we sing often, or should I say, the hymn reminds me of the words from Isaiah. The hymn is something that I always associate with my good friend Trevor, who sat at the back, because it's a hymn that he has led us to sing so often. A name goes like this: Jesus, lover of my soul. And the chorus says this: it's all about you, Jesus. It's not about me, as if you should do things my way. You alone are God, and I surrender to your way. Do you know, we could just stop there, having reminded ourselves that it's very often the other way round in our thinking. How often do we ask God for a quick fix? How often do we ask for an easy way out or a shortcut? Lord, I need a parking space. Please help. Lord, I'm dreading this exam. Please make it easy. Lord, please make the road straight, because I'm fed up with all the curves and bends. Lord, please take away all my difficulties. And sometimes we say a prayer a bit like that, and we kind of do a bargain with God. If you take away all this hard stuff, God, then I'll be able to do so much more for you. When I was a teenager and I joined the army, I joined the Army Medical Services, which most of you know, and the first few weeks were a bit horrendous because I'd come from a Christian home and there wasn't very much Christian about the place I was sent to for my introductory few months, actually 2 years. And so, after a few weeks of endurance, I wrote a letter to my parents and saying, look, I can't do this, but in order for the army to release me, you need to buy me out. You need to give me the money and so that I can buy me out. And my parents sent me a letter. They didn't send any money. They didn't send any money. So I was condemned to 32 years. No, that's not what I did actually serve for 32 years. That's an entirely different sermon. But what my parents did send me was a verse from Scripture. And it was John chapter 17, verse 15. And Jesus is praying for his disciples. He did not pray that they would have an easy time. But what Jesus prayed was that they would be protected. There's another verse that springs to mind, which is Matthew 26 and verse 39. Jesus is praying for himself. And he said, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, but not my will, but yours be done. We cannot, friends, we should not run away from difficulties in our lives. We should not expect that God will shield us from difficult things just because we say our prayers, just because we say that we're Christians. God didn't say it would be easy. He just said it would be worth it. There's an example that I want to remind you of. It comes from Matthew 17. It's what in the Bible we call the Transfiguration. Do you remember that? Jesus took two of his disciples up to the top of the mountain, and they had an amazing experience. It's what we in our era call a mountaintop experience. And we've all had some of those. Oh, this is brilliant. If only life could just continue like this all the time. This is wonderful. You know, I remember the first time I thought about that was when we were at Spring Harvest. And umpteen times since then. Lord, this is brilliant. Oh, thank you, Lord. That's what I want to do. Just stand here and worship you, Lord. And I've heard that so often, people. Yes, in the worship we lose ourselves and so on and so on. But you see, the important thing about that story, the Transfiguration, is that Peter said, this is brilliant, this is Lord, let's build some shelters. In other words, let's stay here. But Jesus said no. Why? Because we learn more and we develop more according to God's will for us, not on top of the mountain, but in the valley where the road is uneven. There's another example I would quote to you from Scripture, and you know this so well. The Israelites. We can read about them in the whole of Exodus, and it's summarized in the early chapters of Deuteronomy. The Israelites were eventually released from Egypt, and they crossed the Red Sea, not in a ferry, because of God's mighty hand parting the waters. And in due course, like within a few days, they arrived at a place called Kadesh Barnea. And Jesus said, God said to Moses, there it is, son, off you go. That's the promised land. But they didn't go. There was arguments. There's big people there. We don't want to go there. And so God said, okay, turn right. And God took them for a walk that lasted for 37 and a half years, until every one of that generation had died. Now, in one sense, that was a punishment. But in another sense, it was the people learning about God's loyalty to them. It's what God wants us to learn on our journey that makes the journey necessary in the first place. If the road is always straight, if life has no ups and downs, well, life wouldn't have any purpose. If there were no cliffs, we would never learn to climb. If there were no apples on a tree that was just out of reach, we'd never learn to stretch. If there were no hard times in our lives, then we would never learn just how faithful God is. God does not believe in shortcuts. We serve a God of the long way round. We've been learning a lot from our study of the book of Nehemiah over these past months. We've learned about keeping our focus on God and Him meeting the needs of the people and providing for them and proving to them that He has a purpose for them as they serve Him. I guess that most, if not all of us, can bear witness to God doing just that in our lives. Not always providing what we want, but what we need. Those two are not the same. Great is His faithfulness. We could even have sung that today as well, couldn't we? We serve a God of the long way round. Proverbs chapter 3, we read this, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him and He will direct your paths. In a different translation, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on what you think you know. I quite like that. We don't use that translation so much. It's the Good News version. But there's another version which I really like, using the same text in the Message. This is what we read. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything that you do and wherever you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. He's the one who will keep you on track. Let's pray. Lord, I said at the beginning that I wasn't going to do anything new, but I was going to offer a reminder. And I guess each one of us have been reminded, or I hope everybody has been reminded, of the fact that you are a God of faithfulness, a God of love, a God of mercy, but you are a God of the long way round. But it is what we learn from you and about you that makes the journey necessary in the first place. So we thank you, Lord, for our individual journeys. And we thank you, Lord, that in those individual journeys, we meet other people on parallel journeys who can encourage us and bless us and share with us and join with us just as we're doing today. So thank you, Lord, for bringing each of us together, Lord, that we may share something of you, that we may share something of your guidance in our single journey and our individual journeys too. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.